Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends. To the Sons of Liberty, we had a little mishap there. Do forgive me. We're broadcasting live, and we are broadcasting to 157 stations even now. And we are going to cover some hot topics again today, friends. And I'm not talking about hot in the sense of trying to allure you in to listen to what we have to say, because that's the good idea. That's the cool thing to do. No, that's not what we're doing. We're looking for change here. We're looking for resolve. And the way that we bring resolve about is we continuously revert back to the Word of God. And that's what we're going to continuously do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, before we get going, folks, we're going to be talking about, just so you know, okay, no data, no studies, assumed authority, never given, and yet they are continuously pushing the agenda. The wave's going forward, folks. The tsunami is going to destroy everything in its path. Go ahead and read Nahum 1 when you get a moment. If the American people and people in prospective countries across the world do not stand up and put a stop and hold these people accountable for their crimes against we, the people. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to kind of tee that up in just a couple minutes as well, friends. But if you want to, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. I know we get a lot of feedback on social media platforms, text, emails, messengers, so on and so forth. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, folks, really quick, you know, people ask the question, why do we pray in Jesus' name? Why do we pray in Jesus' name? Well, let me explain it to you, and I don't want you to forget it. We cannot come to the Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in our own name. Why? Because our righteousness is as a filthy rag before the Lord. We have no righteousness within ourselves to come to the Lord. And Isaiah 64, verse 6 tells us just that, that our righteousness, again, is as filthy rags. If we keep in mind that God is holy and that I cannot come into my own name, 1 Peter 1:16. Then we're going to have to understand that there's a mediator, a vicar between us and God. And we all know who that is. His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, P.S., if I try to come to the Lord outside of using the name of Jesus Christ, it's idolatry and it's all going to go for naught. And why is that? Because, again, 1 Timothy 1:5 or 2:5 tells us that there's one mediator between God and man. What is his name? Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ in him alone. So the only person that can come to the Father in his own name just happens to be Jesus. and rightfully so. Again, he is the mediator, and he is holy. Remember, God is holy, and in 1 Peter 1:16, God said to be ye holy as I am holy. Well, we cannot do that without the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. And for those that pretend to be otherwise in the sense of having a right or a claim to God's throne without going through Jesus Christ, first of all, you're delusional, it's unbiblical, and you're very arrogant and biblically illiterate, to say the least. That is why he must justify us. That means Jesus clothes us in the righteousness of himself. As a matter of fact, if you read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58 and or 61, you'll find out that we are clothed in the garments of righteousness that he can only give. Nobody else can. As a matter of fact, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but because of him are you in Christ Jesus, who from God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So therefore, anything that allows us access to the throne of grace is all done through Jesus Christ. And again, him alone. To come in any other way, folks, as it tells us in the book of John 10, it tells us that we come as thieves or robbers. We cannot go into the throne of grace in any other way. Again, why do we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Because he does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And that's why we need a Savior from our sin to clothe us in his righteousness. As a matter of fact, if I want to go back, he is my wisdom, he is my righteousness, and he is my sanctification, and he is my redemption. And how is he my redemption? He's redeemed me through his blood. He's delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You can also go over to Revelation 1:5, and you'll see that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So, why do we pray in Jesus' name? It's self-explanatory. There is no access to the Father without the Christ. When we look at Romans 13:14, what does it tell us? It tells us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. In the process of bringing it about, line upon line, precept upon precept, when we look at putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, do you understand that when we were baptized into Christ, we were also baptized into his death? Do you realize that when we came to Christ, it was Jesus that said to deny yourself and take up your cross? Do you realize that it was Jesus that said for you to try to save your life, you're going to lose it, and who loses his life for my sake will find it? Do you realize that we're dead to the old man? We're crucified with Christ, nevertheless not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. So it's not my life that I'm living any longer, because it's now yielded up to the Christ who I have put on. So therefore, it's his life that he lives through me to the glory of the Father every step of the way. And again, that's what grants me access to the throne, and that's why we pray in Jesus' name in all the things that we do. And we also give thanks to him in all things as well. Christ becomes our righteousness. Therefore, we are accepted of the Father. In Christ and him alone are we accepted. That is the meaning of praying in Jesus' name. People ask it all the time. So therefore, I wanted to define it and give you an answer as to the questions that many are asking. We're going to come back and we're going to hit the main topic here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. And if you want to call in, you can do so. We'll be right back.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Wow, I'm a little surprised at our listeners and viewers today. It's like, what's going on? Is it because it's Wednesday? Is that what the problem is? I don't know. Or maybe some of you folks out there need another cup of coffee to kind of perk you up a little bit. But it's interesting, all the questions that we get biblically on this show, and it's like when you begin to answer them, it's like, well, where did everybody go? So anyways, with that said, now you know why we pray in Jesus' name. And now what I want to do, folks, is I kind of want to start teeing this up a bit as to what's going on in the country again. As you know, over the last, you know, again, we really started noticing quite a bit of this where people are just falling over dead, Amos 8:3, out of nowhere. But we knew it was coming because Dr. Tenpenny, on my show in particular, shared with us within 6 months to a year and a half, people are going to start falling over dead. And oh my goodness, are we seeing the fulfillment of that forecasting prophecy in a big, major way. I want to show you something, and this is happening every day, and I know that I bring this to your attention, but I do have a question for those that are saying to yourself, I've already seen this. No, you haven't seen this. This is brand new. This is just yesterday. Why would this fatigue you to veer away from your responsibility by bringing this information to you? Your brothers and your sisters are dying from a genocide, an experimental jab. Why would that bother you? Why would you say within yourself, I'm sick and tired of it? Well, I can say this. It's interesting, folks, that we have been desensitized to go to sleep and enjoy our lives in America, fulfilling the American dream, all the while knowing that the government is sanctioning illegally the murder of innocent in the womb. So this is how you've been desensitized. Most people don't even think twice about this. They're just going to give it the said government and those that are behind this propaganda agenda in genociding the people on the planet all over, friends, not just in the United States of America. But it makes sense as to why you would think that this is no big deal as to why it's happening today. But I do beg the question to my listener and my viewers is, when is the last time you've seen this? This, friends, let me show you this. This is just yesterday. This is happening all day long. I'm showing people. CBS News just reported Virginia Representative Meachin dies at 61 years old. He's got a mask on his face. So you know that he took the experimental jab, okay? Here's another one for you. This is brand new, too. This was just yesterday. Notice the date. These were the first top two on the top of the social media platform. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to be able to hide these famous people from dying, but it's interesting how they note as to the cause of death. They say the cause of death unknown, when all the while, they know exactly how they died. Every one of these people, for the most part, friends, have something in common. And what is it? Well, they all took the experimental jab. Here's another one for you. Country singer-songwriter Jake Flint dies at the age of 37 years old, hours after his wedding. We're supposed to just apparently take this as the norm. This was reported on the 28th. Clarence Gilliard, Walker, Texas Ranger, Matlock, and Die Hard actor, he dies at the age of 66 years old. Are we supposed to normalize this? Is this the run of the mill in America? Has anybody ever seen this before? Because, friends, I got to tell you, I haven't. I've never seen this before. And it's happening right in front of our faces. Oh, hang on a second. I'm not done. This is a 5-minute conglomeration of what scrolled up on my social media platforms last night and this morning, okay? Just to show you, to bring to you the information that many want to ignore, Eric Fleischman, celebrity fitness trainer, dead at 53 years old. And for some reason or another, people are trying to figure out, what's the deal? What's happening? And I've said this before, but I got to say it again. Now, I want to show you the correlation of this, because when I say such scriptures as Galatians 6:7, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I brought this correlation about before, but let me just show you how this works, because it tells us in Numbers 35:33 that the appeasement between God and man for the guilt of murder is that you are to shed the murderer's blood to appease God's wrath upon that people. Okay? You can also find that in Deuteronomy 19:19, you're supposed to do to them what they meant to do to you, so on and so forth. And then I'm also thinking about other scriptures like thou shalt not kill that was completely ignored by the people, the 86% of the people in this country that claim to be Christians. Now, about a year and a half ago, I had shared with you that 18 governors in the United States of America wanted to open the floodgates to Middle Easterners, those that meant to come into America to conquer America. And I'm showing you the exact correlation, because the Bible is clear when it tells us, and again, Nahum 1, that the Lord will not acquit the wicked in any sense of the word. The wicked are those that know to do right and do it not. The enemies of God are those that are blatant enemies of God. The wicked are those that claim to be his people, but they're blatant hypocrites, and the Lord said he would not hold them guiltless that take his name in vain in Exodus 20. Now, just think about the 18 governors. Keep that in mind. 18 governors about a year and a half ago wanted to open the floodgates to those that want to behead you, those that want to dismember you, those that want to put you in a hole and stone you to death. I just want you to think about that. 18 governors in your country, in the United States of America, wanted to open the floodgates to those people to come into the country. And by the way, a majority of them want to conquer America. And 18 of your governors throughout the United States wanted to open the gates to them. Now, why is that? Well, if you take the 63 million to 70 million that it's being accredited to right now concerning the illegal murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, it's interesting that the population equivalency of those 63 to 70 million babies would be that to 18 states. So if you want to see how God is exacting, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how he is exacting, pay attention to that alone. But I got some new information for you, because as abortion continuously goes forward, keep in mind, over the last couple months, we had governors throughout the United States of America concerning their campaign, re-election slogans. They were to make sure that women could still murder their babies without any consequence. You all remember this, right? So let me show you what this at the end of the day is aimed at, because I've said before that if you're going to allow a government to illegally sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, it's just a matter of time before they come to you, right? You all remember that. Yeah, and I'm trying to get others that haven't been watching or listening to the show for the last how many years. I'm trying to get you up to par. But I want you to see this. This is brand new because John Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead from that of Rutherford Institute just highlighted the fact that the government is making way for robots, and the government is expanding its power to kill, not foreigners. The government, folks, we're talking about a top constitutional Christian attorney, not in that order, in America, trying to warn the people in this country that the government is expanding its powers right now as we speak to kill people without consequence. You see how that works? When you give way to crime, friends, at the end of the day, guess what it's all aimed at? It's all aimed at the people, the accomplices that allow this to happen in the first place. Folks, it's a law unto itself. And as I just highlighted, let me just do this again for those that are just joining us, because I know that the numbers have accumulated quite a bit. They're swelling. But look at this. This is just yesterday. I'm sorry. This one is this morning. Forgive me. Virginia McEachin dies at 61 years old. Country singer Jake Flint dies at 37 hours after his wedding. Clarence Gilliard dies at 66. Eric Fleischman, celebrity fitness trainer, dead at 53. Now, this is just over the last day. And a couple of these are this morning. And that was a five-minute inquisition to see what was going on in the country. And two of those reports were the top reports on social media platforms. Do you see what's happening? So what Americans tolerate, the Lord has accomplished this before what the Lord forbids, he will, at the end of the day, judge those people for what it is that they tolerate. Now we see that the government, those that we believe are somehow in power to war against the people, when in fact they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, are now beginning to aim their guns at we the people. And I can say that literally because we've seen what they have done with the ATF. We've seen what they're doing with the FBI right now. We see what they're doing to the State Department. We see what they're doing, friends, through the IRS. They're arming these agencies against the people in this country. And now they're looking for a right to go ahead and kill at will. You say that's crazy. Oh, folks, call me crazy. Go back 17 years and tell me how crazy I am concerning the information that we've given you. Because the conspiracy theories, friends, they've all come true. We need some new ones. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted on Wednesday to head off an economically disastrous freight rail strike by imposing a labor contract on railroads and workers, despite opposition from unions angry about the lack of concessions on sick pay. The legislation now heads to the Senate, where both Democrats and Republican leaders support the intervention, but opposition from members of both parties could delay the final outcome. Chinese police are moving quickly to clamp down on protests over the country's tough zero-COVID policy. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says the Biden administration needs to support those calling for greater democracy and freedom.
And say they deserve to be free, but this White House won't do that.
The White House has only said they support peaceful protests. China has been hit by a wave of COVID cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out. That is the fruit. If you'd like to go ahead and book the ministry, right now is the time to do it, folks. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in live today, you can do just that. We're broadcasting into 157 cities. We're hooked up with Comrex here on the road. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I want to stop you again because, you know, you're listening to the mainstream media's conservative idiots, and we got to shoot from the hip on some of this live information that's giving to you. And it's interesting how we just listened to a message from those that are the responsible party in servitude in upholding the laws that are, in fact, allowing others on the two-party system, namely the Democrats, that are not upholding the law. They're criminals. And the right is a prime exhibition of how weak we are in this country to allow them to do it. And I've shared with you a million times that they're doing it because what you call the right isn't the right. They're two wings on the same bird. And when the American people wake up to this, they're going to better themselves. If they want to keep playing along concerning, again, this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, we can keep going down that road, too. But it's deception. It's not constitutional. And the reason I'm saying this, friends, is you heard during the commercial how this White House is not going to have it. As if to suggest that this White House or anybody that represents we the people have an opportunity to do the wrong thing and operate outside of their scope of authority or their delegated authorities that have been given unto them. And this falls perfectly in line and a perfect segue into what we're talking about now. The government the federal government and state governments are operating outside of their scope of authority, the enumerated powers that's been given unto them through delegation from we the people. They're operating on an authority that is a pretended authority. It's created out of thin air. It doesn't exist. We in this country, again, are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are not a democracy. Now, if you believe that we are a democracy, that's why they're doing what they do. And every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously reiterated the point that we are a democracy when, in fact, we are not. We're ruled by law in this country. So to suggest that the right can look at the left and allow them to break the law is not constitutional. And the right is just as guilty as what you call the left. And again, they do this because they know that the people at large are caught up into the same game that they are actors and a part of. They're actors. They're clowns in the circus of politics. Now, let's move on to the main topic. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that Anthony Fauci is given a free hand to attack and how he, again, is attacking the unvaccinated. Okay? Now, for the life of me, I don't understand how the man has not been incarcerated and charged for his crimes against we the people outside of the obvious. And we know what the obvious is. A small group of men, a bunch of aristocrats that think that they're above the law, act as if they are above our law. We see our, and let me stop this because, again, we have new viewers. I want you to listen carefully. For those that believe that there's a deep state, I'm here to tell you there is no such thing as a deep state. Back in the 90s, Bill Clinton said that there's a government inside of this government that he has no control over. No, what he told you is these are the people that I work for. I don't really work for the people and to uphold the Constitution. That is just basically there to set the people under false pretenses that I'm there to represent them. When in fact, the opposite is true. Now, the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because, again, what we're seeing happening, what we're seeing unfold here is a government that has gone rogue. And it's the representatives that are working for special interest groups that are doing the things to you that you want to point the finger back at a straw man that doesn't exist. And his name is deep state. There is no such thing as a deep state. The number, 1-866-582-9933. If you would like to call me and set me straight, I want you to show me where you can point the finger and actually tangibly show each and every one of us or share with each and every one of us where the deep state exists and who they are. We know that there's a government that's been warring against who we are since the very inception of this country. And they're not hiding it anymore. But what you see through your said representatives, they are clearly operating on the behalf of those that are warring to tear down our Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish image. I get all that, okay? But don't sit there and point the finger at a deep state doing this, that, or the other thing, when in fact, if you look at the hand of your favorite politicians, they're the ones catapulting their agendas that you call the deep state into society and in our culture on a 24/7 basis in this country today. Okay? There is no such thing as a deep state. When you shut the door on corruption concerning your state representatives, your senators, the list goes on, your judges, the president, so on and so forth, when you shut the door on their crimes, it's all going to stop. Because special interest groups aren't going to have a free hand at doing what you believe that straw man called the deep state is doing. Your representatives are the ones responsible for advocating and catapulting their agendas into our system of government today. And it is unconstitutional at every given step of the way. Now, I want to get back to this, too. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Anthony Fauci, in fact, said that the problem is not those that have been vaccinated. The real danger is the people that haven't been vaccinated. Now, we knew this because they've been accusing us for a long time of what they are guilty of. This is what Satan does. Revelation 12:10. He's the accuser of the brethren. Look at Adolf Hitler's minions, because, friends, that's exactly what you're seeing all day long. You are seeing a bunch of individuals that act like the SS, like the Gestapo, like those under the order of an Adolf Hitler, the devil himself. And what do? Remember, Joseph Goebbels said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Accuse others of what you are guilty of. And it's exactly what Fauci is doing today. Now, this is where I want to bring you, and this is, you know, it makes me mad, and hopefully enough people are going to wake up to the fact that there is no constitutional authority or delegated authority ever been given unto any of these people to advocate any of this forced compliance in any sense of the word. This is brand new. No data, no studies. Fauci's rationale for lockdowns based on one guy's report from China, they're all hiding behind somebody else. Now, let me tell you how this works, okay? Because I've been attacked by CNN. I've been attacked several times by MSNBC, the Huffington Post, New York Times, state useful idiots, as well as city useful idiots. And I'm talking about those that say that they're just doing their job when they're doing just the exact opposite. They're boring a hole in the boat that we're all on, including them. What they do, friends, is they make an accusation. They want to cast into your mind that the law is something to be equated to hate today. So, like, for example, when you hear somebody say, look at Bradley Dean, he's a hater. Wait a second. Bradley Dean's holding to the law that keeps us free if we obey that law. No, what they equate to hate is the law that exposes them for their crimes, Romans 3:20. They hate the law, and it shows you that they hate God, and they are warring against God. And again, this has been since the beginning of time, folks. It's been around. But it's a war that they're not going to win. It's a war that nobody's ever won, and it's a war that nobody's ever going to win. And I praise God for that. So what they want to do is they want you so stupefied, they want you so dummied down and desensitized that you don't know the difference. Let me stop. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So what should I do to know if that stick is straight or crooked? You can always show when a stick is deviated by laying a straight one right next to it, right? Well, that's what the Word of God does, and that's what the Constitution does. It shows you who does the lying. So as long as they can keep you from the Word of God, or should I say, as long as you keep yourself in dereliction of duty and obligation before God and man by not reading your Bible, some of your Bibles have so much dust on them you could read damnation on them, couldn't you? Yep. That's your fault. And it is for the Constitution as well. And if you don't know the Word and you don't know the Constitution, you are simply reaping the whirlwind. Why? Because you allow people to continuously sow to the wind. And that's something that we have to stop. This is how people are destroyed. They're destroyed from a lack of knowledge. And bringing it to the topic here, when you look at an Anthony Fauci, a Bill Gates, the WHO, the CDC, the President of the United States, including Donald Trump, who opened the curtains to these clowns in the first place, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, they have absolutely zero constitutional authority to force compliance on anybody. The only thing that they can work, friends, is public opinion, and it's exactly what they're doing right now. They're trying to get the public, the dumbed down, desensitized, ignorant public, to go ahead along with the Fauci to actually believe the unvaccinated are the danger to society today. But again, this is all predicated on what? No data, no studies, no constitutional authority. They call it administrative law. That administrative law undermines constitutional law. And this is how they're acting as a bunch of treasonous traitors to we the people in this country. So how should we deal with them? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sons of Liberty. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Love you so much. You know that GOP platform that you gave the biblical annotations for?
Yes.
Do you remember? Yes. So anyway, yep. I made up business cards for those, and I gave one to Peter McCulloch last night, and he gave me a hug. And I've given him the Laws of Nature's God card in the past, and he saved that. So anyway, I just, you know, you're working, and that was just, I'm already going to have another printing of those cards because I'm passing them out like mad. It's just amazing how the Bible is in the, you know, all over the Texas GOP platform.
Yep. Every state, my friend, every state, and that's what people don't realize. You know, for example, when we go into the state of Minnesota here, we walk into the Capitol building, and the first thing we see right above the heads of the Supreme Court justice is Moses awaiting the divine commandment. And on the way out, you see John Locke, where it says, where the law ends, speaking of God's moral law, where God's law ends, tyranny begins. I mean, if that's not enough to shine the light on who they're supposed to represent and what it is that they're supposed to uphold, Bob, I don't know that I can help them people, but you're exactly right.
Yeah, and you are just a huge part of that, and every day and every way, you know, your people are catching on because of you more and more. Anyway, one last thing that kind of a gift from God. I think I found another way to expose the machine cheating on elections, and we had a bond measure that was very, very, you know, everybody hated it. I couldn't find anybody that voted for it, yet it passed. So our commissioners you know, went ahead and certified the ballot. Well, I went out and I polled like 150 registered voters that were going to jury duty.
Yep.
And it was just amazing. It was 5-1 against. So, yep. You know, I'm a precinct chair, and I made the offer to our commissioner's court, you know, in on the record, you know, before they certified the thing. If my expectations came up that there was fraud, I wanted to count just the paper ballots in my precinct. That's about a little over 1,000. You know, before they went into the tabulator and got gobbled up by the machine and then, you know, fractional voted to a win for the bad guys. So anyway, Amit Mahatra was there last night too, and I told him about getting everybody to come to commissioner's court, and he just thought that was a great idea. So, you know, he's that English guy that's, you know, compared to Stephen Hawking, you know, as far as influence in the United Kingdom. So anyway, so I'm trying to get people to go to court and get it on the record, everything that's being done wrong. And what you're talking about, you know, with doing the mask again and more shots is exactly what we need to document. So anyway, thank you for all you do.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Bob. What we need to do is we need to take it way beyond that. What we need to do is ask them to make reference to the authority that doesn't exist, number one. And then once the people in this country find out that it's not in the Constitution, each and every single one of them need to be held accountable for their transgressions of the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. And there's a more severe consequence when it comes to our said representative. Hey, folks, the burden of proof is on them, not you. Get your backs off the wall, get educated, and take it in, because we don't need to just have them prove the point. What we need to do is enforce the law against those that have been violating the law, because I, for one, am sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, again, thank you for your call, Bob. I've been in the Arizona Supreme Court. I preached in the old Supreme Court there. So the senators and the representatives, I've done it several times. Bob, if you'd like to have us come out, I would love to be a part of bringing the answers to Texas. We've been to Texas several times, but I would love to get the opportunity to address each and every one of your said representatives in front of the people and asking them simple, simple questions that I'm sure that they will not, because they cannot answer. So, 1-866-233-0747, do check it out. Okay, so right before Bob called, I was highlighting the fact that they don't have the authority. And what I was talking about was that of Fauci doing what he's never been given authority to do. But again, he's doing it, and he's doing it because the people don't know that he can't do it. And that's what we're doing here, is because we want to educate people to understand the dangers of what we're dealing with. And I'll show you this one more time. No data, no studies, yet they're doing it anyways. Folks, they don't have the constitutional authority to do it. Outside of the fact that they have no constitutional authority, they don't have the data to prove what they're doing, nor do they have the studies. But we do. And it works against everything that they're trying to establish even now. One of the things that I had said during the last break was public opinion. Do you remember when Abraham Lincoln, this is how they're doing what they're doing, is off of public opinion, off the ignorance, the back of the ignorance. Abraham Lincoln said our government rests in public opinion. He said whosoever can change public opinion can change the government practically so much. This is what happens when you don't know your foundation, Hosea 4:6. And that goes line upon line with Edmund Burke when he said kings will be tyrants from policy. We have representatives, not kings. When subjects are rebels from principle, we need to get educated. That's what we need to do here. In ending the show, friends, by the way, I wanted to insert this into the conversation. Two more oath keepers, including the founder, have now been convicted of seditious conspiracy in January 6th. I thought that was over, saith many. No, it's not over. They're going to keep going as long as you allow them to keep going. You know that whole thing was orchestrated. Why are you allowing the enemies within to prosecute the righteous? That's on you, America, if you allow this to go on. In ending here, when God called David, David was tending the sheep. When God called Moses, Moses was tending the flocks for his father-in-law, Jethro. When God called Isaiah, Isaiah was in the temple serving God. When God called Samuel, Samuel was serving Eli. When Elijah anointed Elisha, he was plowing the ground. When Amos was called, he was tending the flock. When he called his disciples, what were they doing? His disciples were fishing. They were doing something. Faith without works is dead, James 2:14 through 26. Friends, God does not anoint the lazy person. Read Luke 14 and Luke 19. Whatever your past, he can and will forgive you upon repentance. And what of our sins? He will give you grace to overcome them and to wash you from them in his blood. John 1 John 1:7. But keep in mind, friends, the Lord will not anoint a lazy person. He will condemn that person for what they left off. See, many that do not understand this ask the Lord, well, Lord, if it's so, then I want you to take me to the top. Bring me to step 10, Lord. If I'm going to serve you, then just bring me right there. I know no discipline, no school of hard knocks, no trials, no tribulation, no education. Just bring me there. I'll serve you if you do that. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. Most people want to go to step 10 when they haven't even taken the first step to step 1. Hey, some people say, God, I want to cross the seas. I want to declare the gospel. Yet many haven't even crossed the street to proclaim the gospel. I end with this. When God calls you, he calls you to do something. And he doesn't call you to do it in your own strength. He doesn't call you to do it in your own provision. And those that have ears to hear, let them hear. And those that have eyes to see, let them see. Until a man becomes broken into 1,000 pieces, Psalm 34:18, Psalm 51:17, Isaiah 66:2, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Until a man becomes nothing and meets Jesus at the cross, after he's repented before God, Acts 20:21, God will and cannot use that man. And also keep in mind, and this is the essence of the point that I want to prove here, God doesn't anoint lazy people. He anoints doers, and he converts doers. And when he converts doers that serve that black taskmaster, and Jesus comes into their life and saves them from their sin, Matthew 1:21, and gives them grace to overcome their sin, he trains them up to look just like him in fishing for men, Matthew 4:19. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. And, folks, we love you by what we do. We truly do. We truly do. 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.